we have two extremes. We have someone who says, I do not follow any school of thought. All school of thoughts are not good. No Hanafi, no Shafi'i, no Hanbali, no Maliki. Okay, where are you coming from, mashallah? You're a genius. You don't follow anything? So yes, Quran and Sunnah. And we have people like this, you know, so Quran and Sunnah, Quran and Sunnah. Akhi, do you know Arabic? He said, no. How do you follow Quran and Sunnah? My Sheikh follows Quran and Sunnah. So you're following him. Follow Abu Hanif instead. But on the other extreme, you have people saying, if you don't follow Hanafi madhab, you're kafir. If you don't follow Shafi'i madhab, your prayer is invalid. Akhi, we have Quran and Sunnah. He said, no. And this is found, by the way, in their books of those who are blind followers of madhab. You stick to one madhab, regardless if it's right or wrong, regardless if there is a clear ayah saying haram or not, we follow the madhab. And this is extreme. What is the middle path? The middle path is to follow the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the four schools of thought, with the Salaf, with the people of the previous generations. Not from my own head. What did Ibn Abbas say? May Allah be pleased with him. What did Imam Malik say? What did Imam Shafi'i say? And we cross-examine and we can come with a conclusion. These are the scholars of Islam. You cannot say just simply with a pen, no, I will not take from them anymore. I am Sunnah or Quran. I'm Salafi. I'm super Salafi. I'm extremely Salafi. I'm extremely sorry, akhi. You're following the wrong methodology again.